From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his attempts to restart dialogue. President Lee Jae-myung calls for the transfer of wartime operational control from the United States before he leaves office. And torrential downpours drenched the southeastern part of the country over the holiday weekend, killing one person and injuring four others. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his attempts to restart dialogue, describing their interaction as very positive. Trump was answering media questions at the White House on Monday when a reporter asked him about Pyongyang. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Why hasn't Kim Jong-un responded to your request to have a conversation?
How do you know he hasn't responded?
Has he?
Yes.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday, President Trump claimed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has responded to his overtures without providing further details. The remarks followed a social media post Trump made the previous day, pointing out that South Korea wouldn't help with his war against Iran while mentioning his good relationship with the North Korean leader.
And then they say, well, they don't want to get involved with guarding the strait where they get most of their oil. They get 50% of their oil, and they don't want to get involved. Why are we doing it? So all I want is fairness.
In that post, Trump also said he'd instructed the Pentagon to scale back the Ilchi Freedom Shield military exercise with South Korea, which runs through Thursday next week.
Kim Jong-un has always treated me with great respect, and we met on numerous occasions, actually, two primary occasions. Spoken and spent time. I understand him. He understands me. You're doing war games.
During Trump's first term, he and Kim held talks, but in February of 2019, in the Vietnamese capital, their nuclear negotiations broke down. With Trump seeking to revive a high-impact foreign policy success story ahead of the midterm elections in November, it remains to be seen how North Korea might respond in the coming weeks. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has called for independent defense capabilities for South Korea, urging his officials to complete the transfer of wartime operational control from the United States during his term in office. He presided over a cabinet meeting Tuesday as the Ilchi civil defense exercise was taking place alongside the annual South Korea-U.S. War Games Ilchi Freedom Shield.
To further solidify our defense capabilities, it is essential to comprehensively enhance our operational capabilities and establish a system for cultivating the talent needed to achieve this. To this end, we must proceed without a hitch with the transfer of wartime operational control within the current term, in accordance with the government's original plan.
The remarks follow U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to scale back the allies' annual combined exercise, which runs through Thursday next week, saying it signals hostility toward North Korea. Addressing reporters later in the day, National Security Advisor Wi Sung-rak expressed hope that Trump's overture will lead to meaningful dialogue between the U.S. and the North. The torrential downpours that pounded the southeastern part of the country over the holiday weekend have killed one person, injured four others, and resulted in the evacuation of hundreds. Authorities are still assessing the damage. Rosenbach has more.
From Saturday to 5 a.m. Tuesday, 956.1 millimeters of rain fell on Koje, an island off the coast of South Gyeongsan Province near the southeastern end of the Korean Peninsula. This single multi-day downpour delivered more rain than the island typically sees over a whole summer.
I heard a child's voice crying, please save me. Three or four of us worked together to clear away the soil, furniture, and other debris, moving it all outside to lighten the load.
The rushing current slammed relentlessly into the building on the opposite side. Cars were swept away.
On Monday alone, Koje was soaked by 627 millimeters of rain, the third highest daily rainfall on record and the highest since Typhoon Rusa in 2002. In neighboring communities, Tongyeong saw a cumulative 767 millimeters of rain over the long weekend, while Busan's Gadok Island got 518 millimeters, Seongsan in Jeju 477 millimeters, and Sacheon and Gosong in South Gyeongsang Province around 430 millimeters. The Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters confirmed the death toll from the extreme rain remained unchanged at one, with four people injured. But there have been more than 2,500 reports of damage, including emergency calls about flooded homes and roads, uprooted trees, power outages and water supply issues, as well as over 160 rescue calls. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Home prices in Seoul extended their gains for the fourth consecutive month in July, while the pace of the increase in monthly rents and jeonse, a large lump sum rental deposit, edged down slightly. According to data released Tuesday by the Korea Real Estate Board, overall residential property prices in Seoul rose 1.09% in July from a month earlier, up 0.06 percentage point from June. The agency said prices continued to rise in areas with development potential and complexes offering favorable living conditions despite growing wait-and-see sentiment. Apartment prices in Seoul and Gyeonggi Province rose 1.27% and 0.86% respectively, with the respective growth rates accelerating by 0.06 percentage point and one-tenth of a percentage point from the previous month. Justice Minister Chung Sung-ho, who had repeatedly expressed concerns over the abolition of the prosecution's right to conduct supplementary investigations, has tendered his resignation. In his letter of resignation submitted Tuesday, Chung cited health problems and the finalization of key legislation to revamp the prosecution. He added in the letter that he believes it is desirable for the new criminal justice system to be completed under new leadership. Chung had previously expressed his intent to step down on various occasions in public. Over the past 4 years, 94% of the decline in youth employment in South Korea occurred in industries highly exposed to artificial intelligence. According to a report released by the Bank of Korea on Tuesday, youth employment fell by 285,000 jobs over the 4 years starting in June 2022, with 268,000 of those losses occurring in highly AI-exposed industries. In contrast, employment among people in their 50s increased by 230,000 during the same period, including a gain of 173,000 jobs in highly AI-exposed industries. The BOK found that industries with greater use of AI-driven automation tended to see larger declines in youth employment, while no such pattern was observed in sectors where AI primarily augmented human workers. Spanish professional football coach Dominic Torrent has advanced to the interview stage after passing the first round of document screening in the open recruitment of an interim head coach for the South Korean national football team. KBS has learned that Torrent passed the initial screening and is scheduled for an interview on Thursday. Torrent applied as part of a five-member coaching team made up of specialists in field tactics, opposition analysis, fitness, and goalkeeping, and has worked with all the others at professional clubs. Torrent previously served as a tactical analyst under renowned coach Pep Guardiola at Barcelona, Bayern Munich, and Manchester City before going on to manage clubs including New York City FC, Flamengo, Galatasaray, Atlético San Luis, and Monterrey. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.